We find in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Lamed Sif Hey, the Mechaber Paskins, La'olam Yehei Adam Ragel Leimer Kol Mada Ovid Rachmano Letav Ovid. A person should always be used to say concerning anything that happens to a person, even something that appears to be bad, he should always say, whatever Hashem does, Kol Mada Ovid Rachmano Letav Ovid, is for the good. And this halacha of the Mechaber, which there's no machlokas on, there's no ramah, and no Magen Avraham, no one challenges the mechaber here, is based on a gemara in brachas of samach amid beis at the bottom of the amid tana mishmeid rabbi kiva lo oylam ye adam raga loimer called avid rachmana latav avid, and then the gemara relates a famous story. Ki hod rabbi kiva david kozel ba'urcha. Rabbi Kiva was once going on the way. And it appears from later in the Gemara that he was accompanied by other people as well. Mata lahi masa, he came to a certain town. Boy ushpiza, he wanted to stay overnight. Lo yahavile, no one in the town would give the great Rabbi Kiva a place to stay overnight. Omar called David Rachman Alatav. Rabbi Kiva's reaction was, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Ozulubas bedibra, he went and he slept in a field. And he had with him a rooster and a donkey and a light. Also zika, a wind came, kavilishraga, and blew out the candle, the light. Also shunra, a cat came, achlil tarnagoyla, ate up the rooster. Also arye, a lion came, achlil chamra, and ate up the donkey. Omar, as each of these incidents were happening, Rabbi Kiva said, "Kol d'avod rachmana l'tav, whatever Hashem has done is for the good." Bei Belalia, that very night, Osa Gaisa, a band of people came, Shavya Lamasa, and they took captive the entire city. And had Rabbi Kiva been sleeping in one of those houses, he would have been taken into captivity as well. Omar Lahu, he said to the people who were accompanying him, Lav Amri Lahu, didn't I tell you? Kol ma she'oyis HaKadosh Baruch Hu hakol ha'toyva. Whatever Hashem does is for the good, as it turned out, that Rabbi Kiva was not captured. And this is very similar to another Gemara that we have concerning Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, whose name was Nachum Ish Gamzu. And this is a Gemara in Tainis Daf Chof Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks, "Amai korlei Nachum Ish Gamzu? Why was Nachum known as Nachum Ish Gamzu? The Chol Milsud Avasalkalei Amar Gamzu L'Tav. Whatever would happen to him in life, he would say, this is for the best. This also is for good. Zim Nechada, one time, the Gemara relates a story. Bo'al Ishadur Yisrael Dorun Lebei Kesar. Klal Yisrael wanted to have the Caesar relinquish on a certain tax, and they wanted to send him a present. Amri Man Yezel. Amru, they said, Man Yezel, who is going to go, who is going to deliver this present to the king? Yezel Nachemish Gamzu. Let's send Nachemish Gamzu. De Melumet Benissim Hu, because he's used to Nissim happening to him. And we need a Nesir to get rid of this tax. Shradi Rabbi Yadi, they sent with Nachum, Moli Sifta, a chest full of Davarim Tavis Margolius, of precious stones and precious jewelry. Ozel Bos Bahudira, he stayed overnight in a certain inn, Belalia, at night while he was sleeping, Kama Hanachtiari, so the people who owned the inn got up, Bishaklinu Lesifta. And they opened up the chest. They took out all the precious jewelry and stones. Umalanu Afra, and they put in its stead earth from their backyard. Kimata Hasam, when Nachum came to the palace of the Caesar, Sharinu Lasifta, and they opened up the chest. Chazinu, they saw the Mala Afra, they saw it's full of earth. Bo Malchulu Miktalinu Lakulu. So the king wanted to kill, apparently, not only Nachum, Lekulu, to everyone, to all of Klal Yisrael. Omer, Kamachaychu B'Yudoi, the king knew that Nachum was a representative of Klal Yisrael. The king said, the Jews are mocking me. As this was happening, what was Nachum's reaction? His famous reaction, Omer, Gamzu L'Toyva. Also, Leo, Eliyahu came, Admelech Echad Menayo, he appeared to the Caesar as one of the princes of the Caesar, Amalei, and Eliyahu said, in the guise of one of his ministers, he said to the Caesar, Dilma ho Aframi Afrad Avram Avunhu. Maybe this is the earth from Avram, when he used it to fight against the four kings. Dechi Avishare Afra Havasaife. When you would throw earth, it would turn into swords. Gili, if you would throw straw, Havagiri, it became arrows. And they tried this miraculous earth out in a war that the king had at that time. Hav Yechad Medinta, there was one country, Delematzel Mechvishi, which the king was unable to occupy and to control and to defeat in battle. But so they used this magical earth which came from Avram Avinu, and they were able to conquer this resisting nation. They took Nachum into the treasure, the storage house of the king, and they filled up his chest full of precious jewelry, and they sent him with great pomp and pageantry, with great honor. He came back to the same inn which he had slept in on his way to the king. Amrulay, the innkeepers, thought he would come back dead. What did you bring with you to the king that they returned you with such honor? Apparently Nachum came back with much more jewelry and honor than he had gone to the king with. Amar lahu, so Nachum answered, my deshakli mahacha, I'm telosa. What I took from here, I brought there. And they knew, what had he taken from here? He took the earth. Sasru l'dirayo, they knocked down the entire inn. Vamtinu l'bei malka, they took all the earth. They gathered up in wagons and wagons of earth, and they brought it to the Caesar. Amrulay, they said to the Caesar, hi Afra, the icy hocha medidanu. You want more of that miraculous earth? Here it is. It's from us. But cool, they tried it out in another battle. V'loyashkechu. This time, it did not conquer the enemy, and the king's army suffered heavy casualties. V'katlinu lahanech yuroi. And the end was that these innkeepers who had stolen from Nachum, their end was that they died because the earth that they took did not work. This is the story of Nachum. So it would appear that these two incidents, one in Brachos and one in Tainis, one concerning Nachum and one concerning his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, are very similar. And in fact, the Marsha and the Iyun Yaakov learn that they're exactly the same. And the Iyun Yaakov says that Rabbi Akiva was saying, Kol Mat Ovid Rachmanu Latav Ovid, because he was a Talmud of Nachum, as we find in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Shol Rabbi Shmuel as Rabbi Akiva, Ata Shishimashta as Nachum Ish Gamzu Chav Beis Shana. He had a certain question for Rabbi Akiva, and he said, you are the one who served, you learned together with Nachum for 22 years. Says the Iyun Yaakov that we know Gadol Shimusha, someone who's Mishamish at Talmud Chacham. He learns so much when he serves at Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Akiva, in his service of Nachum, picked up from Nachum. Nachum ish Gamzu, Gamzu L'toiva, and that's what Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Ma David Rachmana L'tav Ovid. And in fact, the Orcha Sadikim at the end of Midah of Ahava says that Gamzu L'toiva and Kol Ma David Rachmana are the same. They have the same meaning, and a person can say either one or the other. So what we found in the Mechaber in Simon Reish Lamed, that one should say Kol Ma David Rachmana, he doesn't mention Gamzu L'toiva. According to the Orcha Sadikim, actually he could say both, either or, because they both mean the same. However, others we see disagree with this, because others ask, in fact, how could Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud of Nachum, how could he say the memra of Nachum in a different way? We know the Mishnah says in Idiyas Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel that Chayiv Adam Loimer Beloshen Rabbi, a person has to say exactly the way he learned the halacha from his Rebbe, that's the way he has to give it over. So how could, in fact, Rabbi Akiva change? Not only was it from Hebrew to Aramaic, but in fact, he's adding Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano, whatever Hashem does. Nachum just said the words Gamzula Toiva. He's not saying it precisely as his Rebbe did. So asks the the Meforshim ask on Rabbi Kiva, why did he change from Nachum? The Anaf Yosef in the Ayin Yaakov asked the opposite. He asked on Nachum, since Rabbi Kiva said Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano L'Tavavad, why didn't Nachum say the same? And we see in Halacha, we go with the Gemara in Brachas, Lo'olam Ya'adam Ragil Loimer, Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano L'Tavavad. So why did Nachum change it? But from both of these questions, why didn't Rabbi Kiva say it like his Rebbe Nachum? And why didn't Nachum say it like Rabbi Kiva? We see that these Meforshim definitely understand that what Nachum is saying and what Rabbi Kiva is saying are two different things. And we have to, in fact, understand what is the difference, according to these Meforshim, between Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano L'Tavavad. So we find an answer given in various Meforshim. The Anaf Yosef himself gives the answer, and I have seen the same answer in the Shabbos Shiurim from Harav Miller Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who taught in the seminary in Gateshead, in Chelik Aleph, Amud Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. He brings it from the Baal Shem Tov. And I have been shown that in the Sefer Lakute Basar Lakute, he brings this teretz down from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Anaf Yosef brings it down from Harav Hamor Hagodol Moreno Harav Eliyozitzal Av Bezdin the Killa Kedosha Lida. What do all these Meforshim say? They say that there is a basic difference between Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano. Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano means that what it appears to me now, that what Hashem is doing is bad. When the lion ate up the donkey, Rabbi Kiva looked at it, it looks bad. When the wind blew out the light, it looked bad. When the cat ate up the rooster, it looked bad. When people didn't allow him to come in overnight to sleep, it looked bad. But Rabbi Kiva believed that it had a good purpose, and ultimately he was able to see that good purpose. The Madrega of Nachum was on a much higher Madrega than his Talmud. His Madrega was Gam Zula Taiva. It's not bad that's going to become good, but rather this itself that people think is bad, this itself is good. And therefore, according to this, we can understand why Rabbi Kiva didn't say like Nachum, because Rabbi Kiva wasn't on the Madrega of Nachum. When are you mechuyev to say Beloshen Raboy? That's if you have the Madrega that you're able to be. However, Nachum was doing a midas de chasidus, to look at everything that Hashem does, that it itself is good. Gam zu l'toiv, there is no bad. It itself is good. That's a midi de chasidus. Ba mi'ikra din, what does the halacha paskin in Simon Reish Lamed Sif Hei? That chayiv adam loimer, kol ma lo'olam ye adam ragu loimer, kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tav of it. And since Rabbi Kiva wasn't on the madrega of the midas chasidus of his Rabbi, therefore he only said kol ma da'ovid, and that in fact is lahalacha, what every person is supposed to strive to, at least come to the madrega of Rabbi Kiva, of kol ma da'ovid rachmano l'tav of it. To understand the difference between Gamzu L'Toiv and Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano, we have to look at it that one is Emuna and one is Yediya. Kol Ma'adavad Rachmano is Emuna. Right now, this thing appears to me bad, but I know that from Hashem nothing bad comes out. So I have faith, I have Emuna, that it'll turn out to be good. Whereas Gamzu L'Toiv is a Yediya. I know that this is good, that Hashem is doing good to me. And others have compared it to a person who is not familiar with how silver is processed, and he sees his friend, who's a multimillionaire in the silver business, taking silver and putting it into fire in order to refine it and to take away all its impurities. And to him, it looks like his friend is doing something terrible. He's ruining the fire. But he knows that his friend has become a millionaire from the silver business, so he has emunah, he has faith in his friend. He must be doing the right thing, even though I don't understand it. Whereas someone who's experienced in the silver business, the owner of the silver business, who's been doing this for years, he knows, he doesn't have emunah, he knows that this itself is the best thing that can happen to the silver, to refine it and remove all of its impurities. So, kol ma'adav rachmana litavit for a good purpose, that is emunah. Whereas gam zula toiva, that's the idea that everything Hashem does is good. I looked at the Noisa Kalim in Orachayim, there in Simon Reish Lamed, and I found no one, as we mentioned, there's no Ramah, there's no Magen Avram, there's no Taz, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss it, no one discusses it, except for the Chochma Shloima. There in the Shulchan Aruch, I found the Chochma Shloima has Hagois, and he says that there is a difference between Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma'adav Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, and he says that one should say not like the Shulchan Aruch, one should say Gamzu L'Toiva and not like the Shulchan Aruch says Kol Ma'adav Ovid, and he says, look in my Chibur on Chumash, Shnas Tav Reish Tes, in Parshas Vayikra, and you'll see there, Milsa B'taymo, you'll see a very good understanding, Ma Nafkemina Bein Zeh L'Zeh, what is the difference between Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma'adav Rachmana. Unfortunately, the Reb Shloimeh Kluger, who wrote the Chochma Shloimeh, wrote many, many Svarim, and unfortunately, this particular Sefer I do not have access to. I don't know what exactly the chilek that the Chochma Shloimeh makes and why Bedafka one should say Gamzu L'Toiva and not Kol Ma'adavid. He's arguing apparently on what the Shulchan Aruch states. Someone showed me an interesting Chochma Shloimeh in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah in Simen Tufkuf Pei Gimel, who explains the minig of eating certain fruits and vegetables on Rosh Hashanah as a Simen Toiv. And he explains that it doesn't mean that one is davening that Yarba Zichyoseinu and we should be parm v'ravim like the fish, that it's a tefillah. This is not a time for tefillah. But rather, he says, this is a declaration of emunah, a declaration of faith, that even if chas v'shalom, there's a gzeira on a person, that bad things should happen to him during the coming year, by eating these foods, which are a good omen, that itself will be mahapech, the gzeira rola toiva. And he says, therefore, that on Rosh Hashanah at night, not only should people eat these fruits and vegetables as a simen toiv, but they should say both gamzu l'toiva and kol ma'adav rachmana l'tav ovid, meaning, again, the same idea. He says it's the same reason for eating the special fruits and vegetables, and for saying kol ma'adav rachmana and gamzu l'toiva, that if chas v'shalom there's a gzeira for bad, it should be nishapech for good through the person's eating of the fruit and saying gamzu l'toiva. I was thinking, and I've written this in my Sefer, which I had the schus to publish, Sefer Oir HaOirois, on Amud Pei Zayin in the Kuntres on Tisha B'Av in Perik Dalad, Nechama on the Churban. So I was thinking that Be'emes, we find Rabbi Akiva not only in the story in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Amud Beis, but we actually find Rabbi Akiva in two other places where we could say, again, Rabbi Akiva L'Shitasoi was saying that bad will eventually turn into good. The first one is a Medrash in Parsha Chayasara, Bereshis Rabbah, Parsha Nun Ches Simen Gimel, Rabbi Akiva, famous Medrash, Rabbi Akiva Yoshev Edoirish Ratzibur Mestamnim. Rabbi Akiva was saying a drasha and the people were falling asleep. Bikish Loirin, Rabbi Akiva tried to arouse them. Omar, and he said, Ma Rosa Esther Shatimlech Al Sheva Ve'eshim Vemeh Medina. In what chus was Esther a ruler over 127 lands? Ella, Tavoy Esther Shehoisa Basbitu Shosora. Let Esther come, who was a great-great-granddaughter of Sori Menu, Shehoisa Kuf Chav Zayin, that she lived for 127 years. V'simlech Al Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas, and therefore Esther will be a ruler over 127 years. And all the Mephoreshim try to see a connection between the 127 years of Sora's life and the 127 countries that Esther was a Malka over. We also have to understand, how could the people listening to a drasha of Rabbi Akiva begin to fall asleep? How were they not nespoiled from the depths of his chedushim on every, as we find the Gemara in Menachos of Chav Tes Samad Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the manhigim of the future door, and he saw Rabbi Akiva, shal yadoyru shal kol koitz v'koitz, tilim tilim shal halachas, that he piles and piles of halachas on every tag that is on top of special letters in the Torah, on every one of those crowns, he was saying unbelievably deep chedushim. And we find that Adam Arishin, is the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Chesem Beis, was Sameach on the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu there in the Gemara Menachos says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh lecha Adam kazeh v'atonais in Torah al yadi. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, didn't understand the shir Rabbi Akiva was saying. And he told Hashem, you have such a brilliant Talmud Chacham, and you're giving the Torah through me, you should give it through him. So how could the people who had the opportunity to hear Torah from such a, perhaps the greatest Talmud Chacham that Klal Yisrael ever possessed, how could they begin to fall asleep and remove their ears from hearing Divrei Elokim Chayim? And the answer to these questions is found in the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda from a Rav Ginsburg. He was a Rav in Denver, Colorado. And he explains that chas v'shalom, that they were falling asleep to the shir of Rabbi Akiva. But rather, what the Medrash means is that the people of Rabbi Akiva's generation were in a state of sleep. They were in a state of sleep. They were depressed. They were not alive, vibrant, as Rabbi Akiva himself was. Rabbi Akiva came to the highest level. He was the father of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara tells us. But the people themselves, because of the tremendous tsaros that Klal Yisrael were going through, people were killed, there was the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, people were sent into captivity, there was Shmad through Andreas Caesar and through the various evil Roman kings who made terrible gzeiros against Klal Yisrael to remove from Klal Yisrael the whole source of our Yiddishkeit. So everyone was broken and dejected and depressed, and that's what it meant that they were asleep. So Rabbi Akiva wanted to give them his iris. He wanted to arouse them, and he said that look what at the life of Sori Menu. Until 90 years old, she was in Akara. She was taken to the king's house, to the evil Goyish king's house, and she had the tsar from Hogger, and the joking of Avodah Zarah of Yishmol. She had terrible tsars throughout her life. But yet, her attitude was, as the Rashi brings down in Parsha Chayisar, Kulon Shavin L'Toiva, all her years were good. There were no bad years. So Rabbi Akiva was saying to the people, don't feel dejected. You don't understand why Hashem is giving you all these tsaros now. But Sarah didn't understand it either. But she knew that everything Hashem was doing was for good. Now Rabbi Akiva L'Shitasei wasn't on the level that he could tell the Bnei Yisrael of that time, Gam Zu L'Toiva, the Madreg of his Rebbe Nachum. And we would add not only the Madreg of Nachum, but Sarah's Madreg, because that's the Pshat in Kulon Shavin L'Toiva, Gam Zu L'Toiva. The Madreg of Sarah was that they're Kulon Shavin, that there's no bad day and no good day, they're all good days. Rabbi Akiva couldn't explain that to the people of his door, that everything bad that was happening to them was be'etzem good. But what he could say to them was, look at what Sarah went through and look what came out from her descendants, that Esther is now able to rule over 127 lands through all the tsars that Sarah, her great-great-grandmother, went through. But eventually they became good. So too, whatever terrible matzav you're in now, but eventually it's going to turn good for your descendants. So Rabbi Akiva was able to be ma'orer them, to give them hope and faith by telling them, although it looks bad now, but kol ma David rachmana litav of it, it's going to turn out good in the future. Don't give up hope. Don't despair. Sara was on a higher level. Kulan shavin l'tayva. There is no bad that's going to turn out to good. Everything is good. And so, too, we can explain the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva at the end of Masechta Makis Tavchov Dalid Amid Beis. The Gemara states there that Shuv Pam Achas Hoya Oilin, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azarin, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were all going up to Yerushalayim. And Kivin Shigiu Laharat Soif and Kor Bigdeyim. And when they came to the Harat Soif and to Mount Scopus, they tore their clothes. Kivin Shigiu Laharabayas, when they came to the Harabayas, Ro, Shul, Shiyotzim, Beis, Kodesh HaKadoshim, they saw a fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. His Chiluain Boichim, they began to cry. Rabbi Akiva Masachik, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. And they asked Rabbi Akiva, Amruloi, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Mimnei Matam Etzachik, what are you laughing when you see the fox coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Amruloi, Mimnei Matam Boichim, why are you crying? Amruloi, they said to him, Mokoim, Shekosuboy Vazar Korv Yumus, the place where it says that if a stranger would come into the Kodesh HaKadosh, he would die. V'achshiv Shualim Holtzuboy V'loi Nifke, we shouldn't cry. Amrulahan Lekachani Mitzachik, that's exactly why I'm laughing. The Pasuk says in Yeshayah, V'iduli Edim Nemonim, Hashem says, I will take two witnesses, Azuriah Koyin, Vezachariah Ben Yerachio. I'll take Uriah and Zechariah. V'chimayin Uriah Yitzel Zechariah. Uriah and Zechariah didn't live in the same period of history. Uriah b'migdash Rishon, Zechariah b'migdash Sheni. Ella, Tola akosu nevuasu shel Zechariah b'nevuasu shel Uriah. The nevu of Zechariah is dependent on the nevu of Uriah. B'Uriah k'siv, Lachain b'glalchem tzion tzod etechrash. Because of your averus, Hashem says, tzion will be plowed over. The debasement will be destroyed, and tzion will be plowed over. But there will one day Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, and the elders, the old men and women, will be sitting in the rebuilt streets of Yerushalayim. Until the Nevu of Uriah, till I saw the plowed over Tzion, till I saw the fox coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I was afraid that the Nevu of Zechariah would not come true. But Achshir Shem Eskayim Nevuah Shel Uriah, now that the Nevu of Uriah came true, B'yadua, it is known, we know now, Shem Nevuah Shem Zechariah Eskayim Es, that the Nevu of Zechariah will take place as well. B'loshin Azeh Amrulai, the other Tamir Echom said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu, you have comforted us. On the side, they bring from the Ayin Yaakov that the gears is Hashem Yenechameinu Amin. Hashem should give us comfort. And the question is, why did they say twice, Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu? Why didn't they just say it once? And also, what is the meaning of the Ayin Yaakov that they said Hashem Yenechameinu Amin, as if there's something missing in what you are telling us, Akiva of Nechama, but rather we want the Nechama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps the answer is as follows. Akiva, again, was on the Madrega. When he saw the Shul, it was bad, but he was able, L'shitasai, he was able, as we saw in the Medrash, concerning Esther and Sarah. And as we saw in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis of Kol Ma David Rachmana, the story of going into the city with the donkey, the rooster, and the light. We saw Rabbi Akiva Shita is the bad will eventually turn good. Said Rabbi Akiva, I see the fulfillment of the bad. I know that that bad will eventually turn good, and we'll see the old men and women sitting in the rejuvenated, rebuilt Yerushalayim. But here we pause for a moment to relate the pshat of Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal, which is found in Mayon Beis HaSheva, Parshas Yisroi, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Beis, where Rav Schwab tells us that there are two concepts that we find by Yosef and his brothers. The brothers were afraid that Yosef was going to kill them after the death of Yaakov Avinu. And they pleaded with the brother, with Yosef, Ana sana peshachecha, please carry the sin of your brothers and don't do anything to us. And Yosef said to them, in Perik Nun, Pasuk, Psukim Chaf and Chaf Aleph, Atem Cheshavtem Lairo, Elokim Choshva Letoiva. You thought it's going to be bad what you're doing to me. Hashem thought it for good. And then he said to them, Va'ata Altiro, don't be afraid. Anoichi Achal Kaleskam Estapchem, I'll take care of you and your children. Don't worry. And then the Pasuk concludes, Vayinachem Oisam, Vayedaber Alibam. He gave them nechama and he spoke to their hearts. And Rav Schwab explains that speaking to the heart and nechama are two different things. It's not the same thing. Telling somebody soothing words of comfort that things will get good, that's not nechama. What is nechama? Nechama is a 180-degree turn, as he brings the Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe pleaded with Hashem, Vihinochem al aro lamecha, have regret on the bad that you want to do to your people. Don't destroy them. Says Rashi, what's the word, Vihinochem? Hasosas machshava acheres lahetiv lahem al haro asher chashavta lahem. Turn it around, 180 degrees. You're thinking to do bad, turn that bad thought around that it should become good. So nechama means from bad, the bad itself becomes good. Dabru alev, that's words of comfort. So Yosef did both. He spoke to their hearts. He said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Those are soothing words to calm them down from their anxiety. However, he also did nechama. You thought, Atem chashavtem alai ro, elekim chashva letoiva, gamzu letoiva. So what I would like to suggest is that Rav Schwab's difference between nechama and gamz and dabru alev, that's precisely the Baal Shem Tov and the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and the Anaf Yosef, who brings it down in the name of the Mora Gadol Rebbe Yo Avbez and Kilikadosh Elida. All those Gedolim who say the chilik between Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma David Rachmana is that Kol Ma David is bad that will turn good. Gamzu is good itself. That is Rav Schwab's chilik here, the exact same chilik. Dabru Alev, that's Kol Ma David Rachmana L'Tavav. Don't feel bad. It'll work out. I'm going to take care of you. Those are soothing words. But the higher level was the words, Vayenachem Oysam. He gave them the chama. He said, what you thought you were doing to me for bad, actually every step of the way Hashem was sending me to Mitzrayim to save you during the years of hunger, everything was L'Toiva. And now we can understand, based on this Rav Schwab, what the Gedolim were saying to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. You gave us nechama, and here the nechama will not be beloshin Torah vayenachem oisam, but rather beloshin chachamim. The loshin chachamim includes words of soothing words of what we call comfort, but they weren't referring to the nechama of the Torah, which means gamzu l'toiva, the turning around 180 degrees from bad to good. Said the Talmid Chacham to Rabbi Akiva, you know what nechama you gave us? You gave us Dabru Alev. You gave us Kol Ma David Rachmana L'Tav Oved. It's going to turn out good. It's bad now. There's a shul coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but it's going to turn good. So that is, as we explained before, a comfort of a Kol Ma David Rachmana of Emuna. Emuna means I have sveikus. I have sveikus this year, I'll have sveikus next year. I counter my sveikus with Emuna and Hashem. But I need constant chizuk in Emuna. Therefore they said, Nechamtanu Akiva. Akiva Nechamtanu, but next year, next month, next week, we may have those sveikus again, and we'll again need your nechama, because it's only based on Emuna. Ayin Yaakov brings down the gears. Hashem, Yenachamenu Amen. Hashem should give us comfort. That will be a real comfort. That will be a comfort of yediyah. When a person knows something, when a person knows, when the owner of the silversmith, he knows that the silver in the fire is not bad. That's the best good that can come to this silver, to purify it from its impurities. So that is a yediyah. Hashem yinachameinu, amen. Hashem will give us that yediyah, that the ra is not ra, but it's be'etzem toiv, gam zu l'toiva, vayinachem oisam. And then we don't have to have repeated nechamas. One time, Hashem yinachameinu, amen. Hashem will give us an everlasting nechama through the idea that the ra is not ra, it's be'etzem toiv. When we go to a base oval and we say, Hamakim yinachem eschem b'sarech shara veli tziyin yushlaim, bar minan, when we have to do such, when we speak like that, so we're telling the oval, I can't tell you now that the death of your relative, that is good. You would be very much disturbed if I would say such a thing. I can only give you soothing, comforting words that it has a good purpose. I can give you kol ma'adavid rachmano l'tav avid. But hamakim, the Rabbeinu Shalom, hamakim yinachem eschem, he should come and he should give you the emes and the chama, which will only come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be able to show us that the ra itself is toiv. Someone once asked, why was Nachum's name Gamzu? Nachum Ish Gamzu. It should have been Nachum Ish Gamzu L'Toiva. And I thought that the answer is as follows. Because if you look in the words of Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara in Samach Amid Beis that goes on to the top of Samach Amid Aleph, you'll notice that it's Rabbi Kiva said also those same words. When Rabbi Kiva said, didn't I tell you, Kol Masha Isa Kadosh Baruch Hu HaKol L'Toiva. The difference between Nachum and his Talmud Rabbi Kiva is not in the words L'Toiva. They both use the words L'Toiva. The difference is in what preceded L'Toiva. Nachum was Nachum Ish Gamzu L'Toiva. Because once you use the words Gamzu, then the word L'Toiva takes on a different meaning. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kol Ma'adavid Rachmano L'Tavavid means L'Toiva means it has a good ending, a good purpose. Right now it's bad, but eventually it'll become good. But Nachum is saying something deeper. Nachum is saying Gamzu L'Toiva, meaning this is not in the Ra column. There is no Ra column. Everything that Hashem does, that itself is good. So to stress that the chilek between Nachum and Rabbi Kiva is not in the word L'Toiva. If you would say Nachum ish gamzu L'Toiva, we would think he's saying the same as Rabbi Kiva. Kol hakol L'Toiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva also used the word L'Toiva. No, we're trying to tell you the chilek is in the gamzu. Rabbi Kiva was L'Toiva. It'll wind up L'Toiva. Nachum is gamzu. This itself is L'Toiva. There is no ra. This itself is in the column of L'Toiva, because everything that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does is for Toiva. Rav Schwab says an unbelievable thought, and this is something that he experienced personally, I have been told. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy, the Pasuk says, Ki'ish asher imoy tenachamenu, like a man whose mother comforted him, so will I, Hashem, comfort you, Klal Yisrael, and in Yerushalayim you will be comforted. And the Rav Schwab asked the question, number one, why is it Ki'ish and not a nar, a small boy? Why a man? And why is the mother giving the nechama? Why not the father? And Rav Schwab answered that this is a marshal of a grown-up man who had become a big gadol, a big tzaddik, and he was going through difficulties in life, and his mother tried to give him comfort, and his mother said to him, I remember when you were born, I went through tremendous yisurim, I was holding by death as you were being born, such travail, such pain that I was going through, that the doctors feared for my life. But I realized later, sometimes when a person is able, in hindsight, to look back at events, even though at the time he was only on the level of Kol Ma David Rachmol Tavavit. Later in retrospect, when he looks back at it, he could see that all the bad that he went through was Gam Zula Taiva. He could see that all that pain that this lady was going through in birth was L'Toiva, that it actually was good. It produced such a Gadol, such a Tzaddik. And therefore, whatever you're going through now, you should know that in reality, it is good. You may only see it later in hindsight, looking back, that it was good. But I can tell you from my experience that what I suffered through caused you to be born and to become such a Gadol. So the suffering itself was like the silver being purified in the smelt, and it itself is good. And this actually happened with Rav Schwab himself. His mother almost perished when he was born. Says the pasuk in Yeshaya, ki ish asher imoy terachamenu, like a grown-up man whose mother will comfort him. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein anoichi anachemchem uv'yushalayim tenuchamu. And for anyone who wants to see how this has to do with Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks, Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomer Lekechem Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. We do not have time to be marich now, but you can take a look in the Sefer Oira Oiris on Amud Pei Gimel for further explanation, as our entire discussion today pertains to 3 weeks and the 9 days. And therefore, in summation, it comes out that we have various opinions, whether it's like the Mechaber, that one should say Kol Ma David Rachmona L'Tavavit and not Gamzu L'Tova. The Chochma Shloima says that one should say Gamzu L'Tova and not like the Mechaber, who says that one should say Kol David Rachmona L'Tavavit. Whether like the Orcha Sadikim, the Marsha, and the Iyun Yaakov, who are of the opinion that Gamzu L'Toiva and Kol Ma David Rachmana are one and the same, or whether it's the Anaf Yosef and the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and the Baal Shem Tov, who are of the opinion that Kol Ma David Rachmana and Gamzu L'Toiva are different. And apparently the Psak Halacha is that we are only obligated, mechuyev, and that we are mechuyev, to be on the Madrega of Rabbi Kiva, of Kol Ma D'Ovid Rachmana, and one day we will be zoicha, with the coming of Mashiach, to see that in reality, Gamzu L'Toivah.